morning, all you fine KNS listeners. How you guys doing this morning? I'm your host, Bud Wiry, and I thank you so much for joining me in the shop once again. As it looks like I'm going to take the show right off the rails, right off the bat. I had a whole show planned out. I got my whiteboard filled up with notes. I got all these little scrap pieces of paper in front of me, you know, with this little piece of information and that, and kind of a list of all the topics that I wanted to hit. And I'm going to go off the rail, and we're going to lose all that, and we're going to go down the road of what I'm actually thinking about right now, because I don't think it'll make for a very entertaining show if I do anything else. So a lot of you listeners that have been following along have heard me talk about the IEDC and the LEAP fiasco and how I've coined it the boondoggle and all these different things and aspects to it. But I want to get into why it is that these government projects offend me so much, and especially this one. So I have been a Republican, as many of you guys know, and I've stated before, for 25 years. I mean, I even went back and I rode with the Tea Party. I went to D.C. and all that Tea Party events back in the day. And I attended events here, and there was actually a Boone County Tea Party back in the day. And I was a member of that, walked in the parade, all this other stuff. So just understand that I've been the politics has been kind of a part of my life for a very long time. And I've paid a lot of attention to the platforms and the policies and the rhetoric and what all these people have been saying for all these years. And really what we have right now is the Republicans in our area in Indiana with all these projects have done 180 degree about face on what they've been telling us for all these years. So they sat there and always told us that they were a party of low taxes. Growth comes from the private sector. And that's not what we're seeing. These are giant big government programs. And they're not just big government programs. Because if you look and you just go ahead and Google central planning and what countries practice it. And it's going to be a really quick list. And it's going to talk about the Soviet Union. It's going to talk about China, North Korea, Cuba, and you're going to read through these. And I actually posted some of these to a board earlier today. And when our very own Kevin Keith seen it, he was like, boy, does that not look familiar? And that's exactly it. If you're not trying to look at these things through the political lens of your party, because like I was telling Kevin the other day, I don't suffer from a party blindness. I mean, while I've been a Republican this whole time, I still always call balls and strikes. And if you see something your own party's doing and it's reprehensible and it's toxic and it's bad for everybody, I mean, you have to call it out. You can't just, well, you know, I'm going to be upset when the Democrats do these communistic type things, but then when it's Republicans, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I mean, that's just not how that's not being a fair and free thinker. I mean, that's just being a party sycophant. But that's what makes it so offensive to me. These are my people. This is my party. These are people that I've put my time, effort, money, and, you know, sitting there posting and, you know, defending them in groups and all this stuff. And for them to come into my backyard and pull a 180-degree move, go big government, communistic, central planning ideas, plowing over 10,000 acres of prime farm ground to put some little utopia that they have to pump water into to feed. I mean, that's my own party doing that. And I am beyond offended. I mean, I am very, very offended because these people, these are not good people doing this. These are not people doing it for the right reasons, because if you go all the way back, this sort of stuff has never been part of the Republican platform. They did a 180, and they're pulling a hustle on everybody. And I'm mad about it. I mean, you get right down to it. This is my party doing this in my backyard. And we got to do something. And, you know, so I was opining about it. And what are these Indiana Republicans? All they are now is a bunch of cornfield communists. I mean, they're coming in here, and they're doing the same exact thing. So who do you got to vote for? I mean, you sit there and we got our problems with the Democrats over here. I sure as hell can't vote for them. And then I got the Republicans that are acting like a bunch of communists. And I mean, you're stuck in the middle. And I mean, Rainwater, at least, God bless, he at least says the right things all the time. But, you know, there's a big gap to overcome there. And trying to get from a 10% where I think he was standing in some of the last poll I seen to up and above into a winning margin is going to be a huge step. So, I mean, there's a lot for everybody to try to decide in on this. I mean, but the Democrats, they get less scary. I mean, when the Republicans act just like them, well, at that point, you know, I can't even say, of course, they'll talk a big game on a lot of the social issues, but as being somebody who's been there and involved in it, I've never actually seen them come out and help. I mean, a lot of you guys know about the big social issues that brought me into the politics, you know, out into more of a front and center view on it. And there in Lebanon, we had a business owner that owned that sports bar, the Lebanon Pizza King, and the Echo Room, which was a bar nightclub type venue that they had downtown right off of the square in Lebanon. And they started posting about some of the shows that they were hosting in this place. And there was male strippers and there was drag performers and all this stuff. And I started looking into it. And what I found out was that those sort of venues weren't allowed in that district of Lebanon by the Lebanon's own codes. You know, there was a policy of they're not any adult content themed things would have to have a venue with a special variance to it, and it have to be so far away from people's housing, and it also have to be, you know, so far away from restaurants, businesses, that sort of thing. You know, it kind of have to be off on its own a little bit. But anyway, so I started reaching out to the city council, or not just the city council, all and different members of the city government there. And like Mr. Bontrager, the city planner, he was quick to agree with me that the male strippers was too much and that they would be in violation. But they all seemed to kind of rally around the drag thing, even though I sent them all the information required to 100% prove my case on it. Because as the code stated, which on my page, the Boone County Cockroaches, I have it actually pinned to the top of it, the city policies and laws. And the way they had it written, like I was saying, is you had, for it not to be considered an adult show, you have to have fully covered buttocks. There can be no touching and all this stuff. And we actually had pictures from inside these shows showing that the cut of their clothing and all these things did not represent that. Because for something to be considered covered, it has to have a fabric with a denier enough to make it considered opaque. And the way the ordinance read is you had to have a fully covered buttocks. And a fully covered buttocks is one with an opaque clothing that goes past and covers the cleft of the rear end. You know, that little hump at the bottom of your butt there where it gets a little bump out. Well, the outfits from inside this place and none of that, they did not meet these restrictions. So I sent my Republican, you know, government up there, all the information they need to, and why are, but it, they were actually the ones, I had some members of inside that government actually openly fighting me on the pages to argue this topic. So from my standpoint, here it is. Now I got Republicans that are sitting here looking like a bunch of communists with their central planning and government controlled developments. And I have Democrats that want to push all these weird social issues stuff. But in effect, I don't see Republicans actually helping anybody with the social issues. And I don't see, they're all mixed up. And that's what I'm saying. It's all a bunch of talk. You got to look at what the actions of these people really are. And that's what's got me all worked up. It's like the Republicans, they're not standing for nothing. They're literally doing the same thing they told everybody for years they ought to be afraid of the Democrat Party on, and they're just going with it. And maybe I'm gonna have to have shirts made. Maybe I'm gonna have to reach out to my guy over there at Farm Kids Brand in Lebanon and see if he can't get me some shirts that say something about the cornfield communists that we got plowing us all over out here. Because this is, and that's why I coined it the boondoggle, which for those that have been listening along, and it couldn't have worked out any better, since the actual meaning of a boondoggle is a wasteful and worthless project undertaken for political, corporate, or personal gain. And you can't tell me that scraping off 10,000 acres of prime farm ground to put businesses on that you have to pipe resources in from 50 miles away to feed makes good sense to anybody but these idiots running out of this big government playbook. These are not people that ought to be. And that's why I said, I'm got my blood pressure's all up about it today, because the more I just look at it and you're seeing everybody, and I don't know why the party is not just in a full revolt. Because at this point, if these people keep going like this, you're going to kill the party. There is, and that's why I've even opined that maybe this is just a uniparty move. Maybe the Republicans are not planning on being different anymore, and they're just going to merge into kind of one big body that tries to, you know, hover over everybody. Because I've thought for a long time before that sometimes it didn't always seem like the Republicans really cared about winning, and I thought maybe they don't. Maybe they're happy just as long as they're there getting to play the game, because everybody up there is making a lot of money. But you know, it's the normal people like the citizens of Lebanon that end up getting stuck with the bill on this stuff. Because like I was pulling up the water studies on the citizens' water. And it goes through all the micro particles that it has. And due to the places that it sources its water from, which is places like the Eagle Creek Reservoir and the White River, and since they're getting water from those places, they get some amount of nastiness in it. And if you go and, you know, it's below whatever level they deem is disgusting. But, I mean, personally, my level of how much septic stuff and that I want to drink is a whole lot less than theirs, as in I want zero. I mean, none would be preferable to me. And all these citizens of Lebanon that don't want any of these projects, on these polls, nobody supports these projects. But the Lebanon City Council, the mayor, they're all going to push this on them. And now all of a sudden, just because it works and it makes good business sense and allows them to let this place grow outside of what its own resources can do, now the citizens of Lebanon get all this extra stuff in their water that, you know, maybe they don't want. And that's just the stuff that they can test for. I mean, I've heard my whole life, you know, ever since I was a small child, not to eat fish out of these places and a lot of the bodies of water that they get their drinking water from. And like I said before, if you can't filter out the taste of an algae bloom, I can be curious about how much of these other pollutants you're really getting out. And when you read the thing, what it lists are the things that it tests for. It doesn't necessarily exclude that there might not be some extras in there the way I read it. But and that's just it. Does everybody really want? I mean, because I gotta say, for the most part, I felt decent about drinking Lebanon's water. Right now, its biggest well comes from underneath Sugar Creek. And, I mean, a well underneath Sugar Creek doesn't sound horrible to me. I mean, I'll drink the water there. But, you know, once Lebanon gets pipelined onto the other, I'm going to have to go back to the, about like what I do in the big city there, where I'd really try to avoid the water. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've drank it once in a while. You get thirsty or you get a Coke, you forget about it. But for the most part, if I'm tracking, I really don't want to get into it. But and that's it. So who's winning by this? It's just the government. And who wins by all this growth? Because that's what I've mentioned to a lot of people before, and a lot of these politicians who tell me that we were going to encounter these problems no matter what, is I just keep opining, why? Why does an area have, I mean, and this is a capital, HAVE. Why does an area have to grow outside of what its own resources can provide? I mean, can an area not effectively just hit the point where it finally has to say enough and be like, we have to be happy with the amount that there is? And, you know, there was a lot more strategic growth that it could have been done in this area to prevent it from getting to the water crisis that it's at now. I mean, you could have prioritized low water usage buildings and businesses. And, you know, like this upcoming housing crisis, like what I was talking about in the last show, that, you know, they knew that they were getting to this bottom end of it, and yet they used the last of the water to approve these housings that really only the wealthier community members that might possibly come into the Lily and stuff can even afford. Because, like we talked about, when you get into $1,500 and some odd single bedroom apartments, that's just not reasonable for a community with a median income of $63,000 a year. So, and even though we're up against all this stuff, they're constantly not doing anything to prep to help the people at all. It's just light speed ahead towards all these projects and fantasies they want. And I don't know who all have actually heard about it, but in the latest release of information, they actually say that this pipeline project from Citizens, it's not just going to be the $50 million that they initially did when they were putting it out. This project's going to take up to $700 million. And they're getting the money from a fund that was supposed to be for rejuvenating areas that already had water infrastructure problems. And, problems, communities that had lead in their pipes and stuff like that. But here we are. We're going to use all this. We're going to put all these efforts into helping these ginormous businesses that make hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And the taxpayer is going to be once again on the hook for everything. But, you know, the upside of all this, which, you know, I wouldn't be out here and I wouldn't come talk to you every week if I didn't think that there was a chance for this to not be everybody's future. So, for those following along, I want everybody to know that, you know, I have the one Facebook page, the Boone County Cockroaches, and that page is predominantly just information. There's a little banter in there, but it's the conservative group. I don't let it's not open to everybody in the world that just wants to come in there and argue and debate. It, you know, if you support that sort of thing, it's a place for information and that stuff to carry on. But I just actually, you know, knew as of yesterday, started a Facebook page, The Shop, and I invite everybody and all you listeners to come out there. And then there can be some open, a place where there can be some more open debate. Because, like I was saying, on the cockroach page, since I use it to hold all the information, you know, while other people post the little things, and, you know, we got some of that stuff going on. I don't let it get just covered because I like for the content to be there. So if you do come over to that page and you join, you can read back through all of these stories and all the different things that we've went over in the last year or so. So again, that's the Boone County Cockroaches for the group that's comprised mostly information and all that. And also go join the Shop Facebook page now. And I really want to engage the listeners on some of these topics, because I think that's where we get a lot of the wins from. So part of the reason why I named the show The Shop is because that's what my history of being in shops. And when you got a whole room of problem solvers debating some of these topics, you actually come up with a better field of solutions than what these politicians and paperwork bandits, or whatever you want to call them, end up coming up with, because they just seem to make the problems worse and worse. And that's where it's at, because it's not just me, and that's what I always tell you with the cockroach group. It's all of us that are coming together to make these wins, and these wins are happening. Just like I was saying with the group there in Lebanon that was pushing these shows, and I found out that those drag performers did shows in front of children, and it got deeper and worse as it went, but they ended up closing down because the community failed to support them. So these wins are out there, and I wouldn't come out here every week and talk to you guys even about this other IED and LEAP stuff if I thought it was fait accompli and that there was no other possible future that could happen, because these things have not happened yet. Lebanon has not been hooked to Citizens Water. All these developments haven't happened. I mean, Lily's going to get built, like I was saying in the other. It's started, the cranes are there, it's being constructed, it's going to happen. But to say that everything else and every other part of their plans is just nothing we can do, I mean, that's the difference between a citizen and a subject. I mean, I'm not going to just say that we laid down because, they're the government, they're going to do what they want anyway. I mean, at that point, you know, then we're just allowing them to have that power over us, and that's forever what it's going to be. I mean, if we decide that we're not going to challenge the government and we're just going to let them do what they want because they're the government and they get away from it anyway, then really, are we still free people? I mean, that has to be a question that really has to be asked if everybody is just going to take it. And you know, that's what's killing me about these polls on these boards, is we're having like 200 to 20 saying they don't want this water coming in. And our Lebanon City Council, they're really going to vote that in and put that with these high in numbers going against the things that they want. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me how these politicians have become so brazen that they can go against the physical will of the people and without reservations do it anyway. They're just going to say that they think they're everybody's betters and that they should be the ones in charge to make these decisions for these people, even when the people are openly against it. But that's where we got to do better, guys. We got to do better about exerting the forces that we have. So just like the money can starve a business that we don't like into deciding they no longer want to continue doing business, you know, that we can do the same thing with these politicians. I mean, if we actually come out in force, and because what is that? If people boycott, they're speaking out with their money a little bit. But if everybody actually got out and put their force and their presence out there and demanded that these politicians change course, then they would be left with no other option. That's like right now, you're talking the city council, you know, it's a handful of people, and a mayor are going to saddle all these citizens with it. Well, everybody doesn't have to just accept that. I mean, there's going to have to be public meetings, and we're going to have to actually get out there, and people are going to have to put some butts in the seats, because we can make it to where this isn't our future. We can say that we're not going to pave over all this great farm ground and pipe water in and this big utopia fantasy, and we're not going to do all these things, and because we want to retain some of the value of our county. And we got to stop with these people who keep making this someplace that people's families can't live. Because them coming in here and paving over all this stuff, the government buying all this land, has caused the price of everything to go skyrocketing. Nobody can afford this stuff anymore. I mean, you used to be able to get a reasonably priced house and a reasonably priced piece of land in this county, and now there's none of it anywhere. I mean, I was looking on Zillow one day, and I think that the cheapest plot of land I could see that day was like $50,000 for a lot in Lebanon. And I mean, that's an insanity. People, they are saddling generations of people and generations of children with not being able to get their piece of the pie. So these people right now, you know, they're getting their piece of the pie, but they're not leaving any for anybody else. Because now, you know, what's the next generation? The next guy that, you know, he aspires the dream to want to go get him 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 acres and, you know, start his own little thing. How is that person ever going to be able to make that a reality when the government blows up the market and makes the land completely unaffordable? And like I've said before, once the government's decided that nobody's going to stop them from doing this, and this is going to be the new normal. Government is going to be the only one that can buy and sell land. And you know, well, he who controls land controls wealth. It's been that way since the beginning of time. And if everybody's just going to keep allowing that, that's what we're going to get. But we can make that not what the future looks like. There's a lot of opportunities right here. We're right up against an election. Make your voice to heard. If you guys want to vote for Braun and you want to vote for Micah and you want to vote for these Republicans, then get out there and sweat them to the point that they have to promise that they're going to dismantle these communistic programs, and we're going to stop this, and we're going to leave a brighter future for our kids, because it can still be done. I mean, Rainwater's got the right words on it. If you guys can tell me how we're going to get 40% more people behind him, so we can put a W on the board, I want to do that. I'm sitting right here. I mean, I donated a little money to him, and all in full disclosure, just because I appreciate the fact that he's saying the right things and he's making it part of the conversation, and we need that. But I know that realistically that the Braun and Beckwith has the best chance of winning and not giving us a Democrat. And I would love to see that. But, I mean, you got to pressure them. Pressure Micah. Pressure Mike. We have to get these people across the line, and we got to make them abandon that. Because if not, then what? Okay, then what? I'm going to vote Rainwater, because why not? If I'm getting a communist or a Democrat, then I'm not feeling too weird about it either way. You know, it's both, you know, two different sides of the same coin at that point. So we got to keep pressuring. If that's what we want, we got to stay on those politicians. We got to get them to promise to dismantle that stuff. We got to have them put it in writing, put it on paper, make it part of the platform. Show us that we can count on you to save our country from this direction that it's heading with these big government programs that nobody wants. Because I can tell you right now, Hoosiers do not want to be mowed over by big government. We've seen it time and time again over the short last course of history when these big solar projects come in. I spoke in one of my earlier shows about the solar project that we had here in Boone County. It filled up the building over there at the 4-H Fairgrounds. We don't have that in Boone County politics. You don't have things happen very often that pulls that kind of people out and brings them and wants them to engage. And you know what? People showed up. They showed out. And all the politicians that were there heard the message. And then even the election after, it was the politicians that were backing the people's energy that did the best. And that's what everybody has to do. You have to use your power, because if you get out and you show these people that you don't want this pipeline, or I don't want this project, or I don't want this ground to be scraped over so we have to import water to feed it, because that doesn't make sense. But we have to keep pressuring them, because as long as they think that everybody's heads down looking at their phone and watching what's going to be next on the television screen, they're just going to keep marching through here and doing whatever they want. And that's concerned me a lot, because we see it a lot more now to where these Republicans, I think they've decided everybody's just not looking anymore. Because there was a time that they wouldn't want the visibility of these things. But I think they've convinced that the dumbing down of our citizenry, coupled with everybody's lack of paying attention, is now enough to provide cover. So it's really whatever the commercials. You know, nobody's actions mean anything anymore to them. They just, it's all what commercials are they going to play come election time. But we have to have more than that. We have to have substance. The Republicans, I mean, like I've said before, I'm a 25-year Republican. There's nobody that wants this party to tighten up and act right better than me, because it could bring in so many people. But you're not going to bring in the people when you're trying to halfway act like the other side. I mean, I can remember, and I posted this one day, is like how much I used to enjoy, you know, when I'm debating a politics, of being able to say that Republicans were for lower taxes and, you know, growth coming from the private sector and you know, not the party of big government and you know, the party of the private citizen and, you know, people first. And now I don't know where that's gone. And everybody just needs to wake up. I think the party blindness in Indiana, everybody's gotten way too comfortable with, we vote Republican, so everything's going to be all right, because the Republicans were out there saying for so long these things that we believed in. But now, I mean, you're looking around, they're not doing that, guys. So, I mean, we got to wake up. So these people either got to straighten up, we got to get them out, we got to stop these projects. They're not done. They're not built. We have the power as the people to get behind these things and affect change. And all it takes is a minimal amount of effort. I mean, and I can tell you, it's not that bad, and you'll feel good about yourself at the end of the day. It don't matter how many arrows you take to go stand up for what's right. It will benefit every single time. And I mean, coming up, guys, we're getting on a short clock here, and we're up against the wall. And if we're going to save this county, and it won't just be Boone County, that march is going to be heading north. It's going to take over other people's areas. And you know, that was just it. I didn't fight because I wasn't in Boone County right then. I didn't fight because I wasn't in Clinton County right then. I didn't fight because they weren't in Tippecanoe County right then. It's all the same fight, guys, and it's going to keep going. Once this government, you know, has decided that they can buy and sell land in these private backroom land deals, this is going to be the new future. I mean, and they're always going to win. They're going to win a bid every time against the private citizens because they're always going to have more money. They're always going to be able to beat you out. They're always going to get ahead. They're going to beat your children. They're going to beat your grandchildren. And they're going to beat the generations after that, because if we allow them to become this kind of powerful, that is our new normal forever. And people need to wake up right now while we still have a chance to turn this clock back. And I think we can. I wouldn't come out here every week, and I wouldn't talk to you guys, and I wouldn't get out here if I didn't think that we didn't stand a good chance of putting this genie back in the bottle. Because every bit of this that I do is 100% pro bono. I don't make nothing off of anything. Mostly this stuff just costs me money. The boondoggle shirts and hats and the talking this and that, you know, getting this stuff together for the radio show. It's all just an expense to me, but I do it because I believe that the information needs to get out there. And I believe that if the people get the information, they can be empowered to make these changes. And I think we can come out of this a better and stronger area. And to where we push back against the government some and say, we need to keep this area for the people, because the people are what's really a matter. The people is what's made our community. And this community will not be a community anymore. It'll be just like a lot of the other areas that have been plowed over, mowed over, and they become something they never were before. And that's what our future is for everybody out this way if we don't start making the moves right now. But we're going to dig into her again next week. I thank you guys so much for joining me here in the shop. Again, you can join the Boone County Cockroach Facebook page. And we also got the new and exciting The Shop Facebook page, which I really appreciate. Everybody got 40 new followers to the Shop Facebook page overnight. And I thank you guys all very much. And I'll be back again to talk to you next week. Have a great day.